on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer the Muffy Wars Loot Lady. Mike Nestor is in the hopper, and we'll have a special guest joining us here shortly. So, what's happening, okay, ladies?
Hey, hey, hey.
Just recovering from the weekend.
Yeah, it was Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
Did everybody survive?
Yes.
Lose money, Jen?
No, I actually won money this weekend.
Okay.
Went for the Ravens,
so I'm in a good mood.
I was pulling for Sam Fran. I don't know why. I like that quarterback because he's not afraid to run. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Whatever. We lost. My bet was personal, but I lost.
Well, I didn't bet a whole lot on the game.
But I didn't either.
The bet I made was right.
There you go.
Well, good for you.
It was a small payout.
You bet on the link.
But I parlayed it into this slot machine called Fireball.
Sweet. So you lost
it. I'm very
all.
Smart with my money when as soon as I get it.
No, you're not. You need a keeper.
Yeah.
We need to put you in the hopper. I don't know. We need a new hopper. A his and hers.
To get pretty crowded in there otherwise.
I know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be dragging Mike out of the hopper tonight.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come out of the hopper, but I think we need to address.
He made big news in Mafia Wars, so he's coming out.
Yeah. We should pull him on out. Mike, come on.
I'm not coming out.
Yeah. Come on out of the
hopper. Okay, you can stay in the hopper. Just talk from in there.
Yeah, you can stay in there.
So what's the big news, Mike?
Oh, they took my tattoo that I got a couple years ago and finally introduced it into the game and put it on the family boss fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And what is his name?
Mick.
Mick
what?
We call him Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse because of the mouse on his shoulder.
Mick Gouda.
Now I get the Gouda's cheese, but I thought it was white cheese. And who has the mouse on their shoulder feeding it with a knife?
That
What's
dude.
Up with you? What's up with you and that rat?
That makes you tough right there with a mouse on your shoulder. Reminds me of those old Duracell commercials with the guy that said, knock it off. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Knock it off. Now I'm really dating myself.
It made more sense when we saw it was Gouda, but...
Yeah.
It just leaves Mike open to a lot of jokes.
It really does. I'm sorry, Mike. And Mike probably won't admit this, but I dared him once upon a time to do this.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, she did during the San Francisco PAC meeting.
Yeah. And I had a bet with someone else that I couldn't talk someone into getting a tattoo. And although I got nothing out of this, Mike gets to be a character. Uh-huh. And he got a cool tattoo, so
there you go. And he got a haircut.
Yeah, nice haircut, Mike.
Yeah, that's the only way it'll happen.
Now.
So, Mike, what does it feel like when you see Mick Gouda in game?
I don't really see him. There's a thing called Family Boss Fighter that...
Well, picture, when you first saw it in the game, were you excited? How did you feel?
I don't know. I really didn't feel nothing. I mean, I thought it was cool, but,
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool for Mick because basically it's not the Mafia War part showing. It's the Murder Incorporated gangsters.
Well,
and so, if anything, the legacy of Mick is in the game now, where it should be. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, as far as I know, the Godfather, right?
And fun news.
Yeah, that is fun.
Chester would have been proud of that.
I called him and told him. And you know what was weird is telling Chester anything about the game is weird because I'm like, the arena? And he's like, oh. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't talk to you about nothing.
No. You know they have this thing in the game called fighting?
And, yeah. Yeah, he's
a little out of touch.
Oh, he could. He's doing good. Doing very well. Yep.
Funny.
Yeah, so congratulations there, Nestor. See what happens when you get out of the hopper.
And it should be known that Mike's tattoo is on his left forearm and McGuda's is on his shoulder.
Yeah, some people think it's on my leg, and I don't know why, but...
I thought it was when you first sent me the picture.
Yeah, it did look like your calf.
My boyfriend and I were looking at it, and I said, he has skinny legs.
He's been working out. It's kind of cheesy. Sorry. So,
what did the people in MIG think about it?
They said, I don't know, some of them said, we knew you were famous, but now it's, you know, verified, some crap like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They like it, you know, that MIG's in there.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I can imagine any family would like some recognition like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And I think that's what kind of fuels these leaderboards. I think families like to see their name up there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I think so, too.
Powerful families.
Which is different than the beginning of the game when we talk about missing that, you know, we didn't have all these family leaderboards and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. You know what they had? And Martin put this picture of his account like way back in the day when it first started. And I don't know if you remember, but there used to be a link and it said families. And at the time, that's what they were calling you, like you and your family of your
right.
Mafia.
Meaning and everyone in your Facebook group of Mafia were players.
Yeah. And you would click on that link and it would list players according to their rank, like the highest rank in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny to see that. Like not many people remembered what it was for. I had to think really hard. I didn't even know how to take screenshots back then.
I didn't either. You taught me. So I didn't know how at all. I
turned into a monster when I learned. If I had never learned how to make a screenshot, I would have never started the blog.
Mm-hmm. Created a monster out of you.
It was addicting and fun.
You're very addictive.
I am.
It's true. So what else is up? That was a cool little thing this week.
There's a few cool things that Zynga did. Like, I like it when they do things that people
and
like.
We don't have to bitch and moan.
I don't what?
And then we don't have to complain so much.
Right. And it's kind of nice to say, oh, this is really cool. People like it. Now, I think something they did is cool, but then some people hate it because they made the no lose respect for like almost 4 days. And people who are working on their respect for the achievements love this. But there's also a group of people that manipulate their respect and they make it go down to zero and then work their way back up so they can get a better ratio out of the arenas.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of stuck like because they can't lose respect, so they can't get it down. So
it didn't seem to last that long for me. Are you kidding?
For what?
It seemed like it was like a 24-hour period where
on right now. It's been really? Going on. It's lasts a total of 4 days.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit Spartac. Oops. I'm going to try the arena right now.
Yeah, I finally reached my 2400 respect, which now means I don't care anymore.
You got the achievement.
Yep, that was my only goal. Seen
a lot of people getting the achievements and they're thrilled. Or even a lot of people had the goal to get to 1600 or 2000, and it's just kind of fun to see people, you know, bragging, "Hey, I did this!" And
have something to be excited about.
When I did it, I'm kind of mad though, because when I did it, I spent a lot of money. That was my solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm like a little bit upset that I wasn't patient and waited.
Mm-hmm.
You never have been.
But you never know. But, you know, it's one of those things, Jen, you know, we've talked about that where you just never know. You know, you could have this no respect weekends and all this other stuff, weeks or whatever, could never have occurred. And, you know, all the rest of us would have still been struggling to get the achievement and you would have already been done with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, if you had waited like us, you may have found you were never going to get it.
What I was worried about, because I knew I was close and I could do it with a little help from Benjamin Franklin. But
he's not so afraid.
I was worried they were going to change it to make it even harder.
Right.
And since I had built it up, like I just couldn't let it go.
Yeah, I just, I always worry that even when they had the zero respect thing, that I wouldn't get to what I was achieving. And then they'd release something else that forces you to do the arena, and then you lose it all again. You know, and then you got this really continuous vicious cycle. Like if they had only
become bipolar.
Yeah, because if they had only released this no respect for, you know, like 2 days, I still wouldn't have gotten my achievement. And I would have said, screw it, I'm not going back in the arena until I get, you know, so I can get it the next time. And then along the way, they'll release an ice board or something like that. Yeah. And
you lose focus.
Then I say, well, still, I want the item. So I've got to get the crest. In order to get the crest, I'm back in the arena again. So it's it is a very vicious cycle that we're kind of caught in as people that like to complete things within the game. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad to see it go down. Like Mark Lanny and I were working on ours at the same time. And he had got to 2,400 and then he went like over, like he was at about 2,450. Mm-hmm. And then they released that family event and he's right on my leaderboard. And I saw him just go down by like a couple hundred. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I want to help my family. And I think it does do that. Like when you work on something, but then you have another choice, you have to make a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. You got to decide when it doesn't matter.
Prioritize. But I'm telling you, the arena for me has been much more enjoyable since I didn't care anymore.
Right.
You know, and I don't know how many times it's crashed and you get the pop up. You're in sixth place. You're minus 25 respect. And
I laugh at you.
So mad. And then now when I get it, I'm like,
Well. It's an easier one to swallow when you've already gotten the achievements and the things you have to accomplish. Yeah. Done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
But I'm hoping they really will consider keeping it this way permanently because nobody should have to lose anything. And we keep saying this over and over. And even though I do have my achievement and I don't care anymore, I've been doing nonstop arenas the past few days because of this event. And it's been kind of fun to watch your respect grow. And I know it's inflated and as soon as they turn it off, I'll lose it. But I'm almost at 2,800 now.
Hey, nonstop ooh, arena. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun. Sorry. We're talking about whichever you call them. Memes or
memes
or whatever. I still say memes. It's M-E-M-E, meme.
Yeah, so.
So we're talking about those and Psy with Gangnam Style.
I don't
and stuff
think we
like
can
that.
Begin
and,
to explain our insanity.
Yeah, I don't
before
know.
We the show.
Of, yeah, it was kind of insane. Anyway,
yeah.
Hey, let's take a moment and introduce our guest in the wings because I think he has some input that he had a different opinion about the whole no respect thing, and I'm curious to see if he still holds the same philosophy or if it's changed some now that. You know, things they've made it available a little bit more often. So let me introduce Brandon, who's been on the show before, a member of Spockholm. And I was just kind of curious to get his input a little bit because he was one that thought that we shouldn't have these no respect, you know.
Why?
Deals.
I don't know that.
Speak up, Brandon.
Blasphemy.
Welcome. Yes, you're nuts. Speak up and defend yourself.
He was comparing, you know, and I'll let him speak for himself. But I, you know, what I recall of the conversation was he was talking about other games that do require that fall kind of similar type models where, you know, you lose as you go and things like that. And, you know, and I know that was a factor in his thought process. I was just curious. Do you still feel the same way, Brendan?
Yeah, I do. I think there should be negative respect still. I don't agree with the current setup, though. I think it's too heavy of loss when you lose.
That I can live with. I mean, I can agree with that, too. I think if it wasn't, you know, 24 in the hole or 16 in the hole as your worst case scenario, that you lose something, I could live with that, but... Yeah, I think our biggest issues have always been you lose so much in one shot, it becomes completely
crazy.
Discouraging. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should max it at 3 or something.
Or like Pete's idea of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe the most you could lose would be 5.
Yeah, because I have no idea. I don't understand their math at all. So.
Yeah, but my thought was just if you're always gaining, there's no real gauge of what's to be done in the arena for respect. It's just a number. Whereas if you lose, you kind of ranked.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And there's other games like on Pogo.com. They have rating systems like that as well.
I remember those. Game.
Yeah. Dream off yours.
Yeah, a lot of us played Pogo before.
I remember you saying that a long time ago, Jen, that's where you got hooked first, was over there on a game.
Jen. Jungle Jen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cheat program and everything.
Cheat. Yeah, the truth.
And then people would accuse me of cheating and I would be offended.
How dare they?
But while we're talking about the arena, Brandon, you have a special scenario. And I think this really needs to be addressed because a lot of people are alienated because of this. But your internet connection, when you're home, you get a bug and you can't play in the arena. But when you're at school, you can. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Oh, no, not at school.
At home?
I hope your teachers don't play. Go ahead.
At home, we have such terrible internet connection that the arena just doesn't work. You get a gray screen, and if you can join one, but it never really connects, so then after the 90 seconds or whatever, it'll come up and you've lost respect and you're buying arena or stamina, and it's just miserable. You can't play at all.
And this is actually common. I see a lot of people complain about this, and I have strong feelings about it because I think if they're pushing all these achievements and activities and events, it gets not fair.
Yeah,
especially in different countries. Not everyone has like good internet connections.
Well, even in our own country,
yeah.
Here in the U.S., there's so many people. I still know people using dial-up.
Oh, my God. Thank God I'm not.
And you'd think nobody would be. But I know several people, and I know a couple people that are set up on where they have to get on a like a satellite type service, and it doesn't give them very good bandwidth.
That's what ours is.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we deal with that a lot in our state because we're so rural in such part, you know, certain parts of it. And I know that, you know, some of them are lucky if there's a nearby cell tower, they might be able to get better service off of MiFi or something, but.
Yeah,
it's even that's not perfect. Yeah, yeah, it's a doozy.
But what can they do about it? Like, are they just ignoring it and saying, "Oh well, you got to get a better connection"?
Well,
it just
doesn't get abused. I don't know what else an organization could do. I mean, in Zynga's defense, I mean, you're not required to play the game, and if there are minimum requirements, you know, to play, and that maybe they should publish that says, you know, game is best played with a minimum internet connection of XYZ, you know, you can do what you can. I guess. I don't know that, like I say, there's a perfect solution for that.
I don't know if they're ignoring it so much as it would take a whole change of the arena's system to fix it.
Yeah. Well, doesn't it still say beta? Are we set in stone here yet?
Well, I think because they named it Shootout Arena, it suggests to me that there's going to be other types of arenas.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine does still say the arena beta, which is, you know, gives you a little hope, right?
Yeah.
A work in progress.
Well, it is that. I mean, it's the first of their kind where they've tried to create this more multi-user active environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the family battles weren't like this where you can kind of see what's going on while it's happening.
Right.
Unless, of course, you run Spartacus, but anyway.
But you can watch Spartacus, too.
No, I know, but I mean, not the flying bullets and the, you know, the little shields coming up.
I'm telling you, my hand starts to hurt so bad.
You know, I never touched an arena script until I got the achievement. And, like, learning it, I really wish I had played from the script from the beginning, because it's so much nicer to not have to go to the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, I like that there's an interactive part to it where you can click on the power-ups if you want to use it.
Yeah. I like that, too.
I think it's easier to play. And it just seems you know, there's always that bug where the power-ups don't work.
Right. When
you click on them, I hate that.
Well, I'm a fan. I like him. Thank you very much,
Spock. You're very welcome.
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't play it at all.
Yep.
I probably really wouldn't. They missed the mark again. So, anything new going on in Spockholm?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. I'm trying to think here now. The one of the things that we're going to be releasing and into the public or onto the public is a thing called Kiss My Bot.
I love it already.
Which is a script that was designed for the power-up cards and handling all the requests and everything. Now, it's a little bit tricky, not extremely tricky, but it's not your typical just open it up and start running. There's a couple of steps you have to actually do to get it to work, because what it does is it works in conjunction with a Facebook group to post all those particular things. And the beauty of that is that it posts them out of the way of the feeds, so the Autobots out there can't steal up all your power cards before you get a chance to get to them. Mm-hmm. And so we've been running it probably now for a couple of weeks in testing. Ike has made some changes to try to simplify that process of the registration. I think Brandon had something to do with it too. And somewhere along the way, I'm sure Martin did too. So I'm giving everybody credit, because last time I gave credit to the wrong person for the wrong thing. So
you came up with Kiss My Bot.
Yeah, they came up with the name. So anyway, the premise for it is that you can go post your power card. You run the script. It posts your power card to the group. It'll check and see if there's any new posts there from other people, and then it'll open those requests up. And then you turn around and you wait till the next time your card becomes available for posting again, and you just keep repeating the process. And it helps you collect the full daily take of cards without messing with, you know, interference from the stream scanners and things like that that can nab them before you get a chance. So that's one thing. In the vein of Autobots and so on, we found a section of our Spartacus in one of the other scripts that's out there. And, you know, not too happy about it when people are taking credit for your work.
Not cool.
Especially with Spartacus, because, you know, when he started creating that, he did some completely different things that had never been done with Spocklets or Bookmarklets, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, the fact that people are just copying and pasting it.
And taking credit
with a license within the script is pretty sad. And,
I can't believe that.
And charging people for it.
People for it, yeah. So we're not at all happy about that. And we've tried to work with that particular.
Can they do that legally?
Script.
I mean, can you do that?
You know, it comes down to, you know, how far are you going to pursue it legally? I mean,
you mean to ask my mafia to attack?
Yeah, that's right. You got that one button.
I can put him on the hit list. You should say the word.
Yeah. We've always tried to be as open as possible with our stuff as, you know, as we possibly can. And we don't charge for it.
And
we know there's lots of people that, you know, mod our code and so on. And it helps the community. The problem is with this particular piece of code and the fact that we actually had a license in the code and someone chose to steal it and then pawn it off as their own, that's just downright dirty. And, you know, I think that's just wrong. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, get a concept or an idea. It's another to just flat out copy what was done.
It's plagiarism.
And,
I mean,
yeah. And so, you know, we're hoping things will get addressed and fixed. We've been waiting for a while for that to happen, and it hasn't. So
not cool. I don't know who they are, so I'll just say right out, that is not cool.
Yeah, they know who they are. So anyway,
yeah.
We hope that they'll do the right thing. And
well, karma's going to get you, and it's a bitch.
Move forward. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm trying to think what else. Brandon, you have anything else that you can think of we've done recently?
Updated click trap remover got pushed to the wild.
There you go. Talk
you
a little
have
bit
to
about.
Send me the link.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the quick trap remover, so that some people have an idea of what that is and what why they'd want it and so on.
Okay. Facebook a while ago added a block basically to the post that you post to the news feed, so that you can't copy links or the text from your ICEs or whatever. So create a click trap remover to remove them so that you can copy the links and the text again. And it's gone through quite a few stages. Ike added the shorten, so you could shorten the links with the spockhome.me. And it's got a little buggy with some Facebook changes, so this version's better. It doesn't mess up the Facebook buttons anymore, because that was a bug with it. And I believe it's ready for Firefox and Chrome. I think Martin put it in the Chrome store.
Nice.
Yep, I believe that is correct. That's one thing that we're working on too, is we're playing around a little bit with Firefox plugins for some of the scripts and things like that.
I just get so confused.
We end up in the store.
It does get confusing. I feel like y'all have to walk me through everything, and then I'm so embarrassed to be such a dumbass.
Well, I am going to try to put together a Spockhome training video on the Kiss My Bot, so
yeah,
we can walk through that a little bit and talk about how, you know, the different steps. So hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier as people mm-hmm. transition to that. But I think they're really going to like that.
Oh, we love it. And the nice thing is your group only needs like 5 or 6 people.
Right.
And if you bring a minis, then you're set.
Mm-hmm.
But we would never encourage the use of minis for any purpose. Otherwise, you know.
What's a mini?
Mini? What are you talking about?
A meme. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything else new, Jen? In the game, there's all kinds of stuff.
I know. It's kind of out of control a little bit.
My main complaint is, okay, we got, you look at your homepage banner and there's like 13, 14 numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the 14. And the majority is buy this, buy that. Well, I'm sorry, they have another Richie Stash crafting event.
I know.
And that thing is stuck like way in the middle. So I keep forgetting about it and I keep forgetting to ask. And I know the checklist is the solution, but I get lazy with the checklist.
And not everybody, face it, uses those. So, you know.
Yeah.
And I need to be player friendly regardless.
The player stuff needs to be at the front. You know, if we're going to buy it, we're going to buy it. We don't need a banner to say, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what to spend this $100 on. Now I know. Like, that's not going to happen.
No.
But so we have the Richie Stash crafting event. We still have these operations in which, by the way, the operations seem to be a hit. Like, so many people are really addicted to them.
Well, God forbid you are slow on one, because they're super high energy. And if you're not an e-ho, then people are going to get all kinds of bitchy at you.
There is some community drama involved.
There's a little drama, and that always stresses me out just a little bit. So
I make sure when I...
Sorry, people, I get to...
I only join them when I know I can do them.
I know, but at first I didn't realize it, that they were so high energy. And then, you know, all of a sudden, like, the doorbell rings, and I'm, like, doing something all of a sudden. And I'm not thinking, oh, yeah, I've got to go still burn all that energy. I'm just not that good player anymore.
Messages.
And then I come back, and it's like, God, Jana, it's your operation. And I'm like, God, I'm sorry.
Well, that's another reason not to help on your own operate, because it doesn't benefit you in any way.
I ain't got time for this.
Then it leaves you open to slacking. Like, a lot of times... You forget you're a slacker.
So I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. It only happened twice, and I'm sorry. Get over it. Move on.
Apology not accepted.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a game. Sorry. I forget.
Yes.
But we have seen a revival in the community. I've seen a whole bunch of groups open up for these, and some people are just addicted to them and doing as many as they can. Now, did we talk about the operator on the last show?
No, didn't they come out like literally right after we recorded?
Yeah, I was trying to think about that too.
I didn't say anything.
I think you need to talk about the operator.
Yes, we need to talk about the operator.
Or is it operator?
It's the operator.
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 No, the links, but the one. Is it Operatinator?
It's the Operator. It's,
Operatinator is kind of nice, though, but okay.
Operatinator. But anyway, I didn't talk about it because I thought I already did. But
I don't think you did.
No, I don't think I did actually either. The Operator is a script that goes out and will do a lot of different things with these operations that were going on in the game, you know, for this one particular event. And what it'll do is it will go out and find operations off the feeds and give you an option of what you want to join, how you want to join as far as, you know, which particular section of the job you want to join. Then it will refresh and then give you a list of all the operations that are currently on your own operations page and My Mafia operations page. And then there's now a button on it as well to go ahead and actually do those particular steps for you. So it will go through and actually start applying your stamina or energy to do that section of the operation for you. And then if you refresh the whole thing, if that operation's been completed, it will auto-complete and collect the items for your operations. So for people that are doing a lot of operations, which many people are, because the the stats ratios to, you know, based on your energy or stamina expended are pretty good, and that's also listed
pretty
inside
good.
The
They're
operator.
Awesome.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm. 3.1 on 2.9s and all the good stuff. Then what you do is you just basically just keep running it over and over again, keep finding new stuff in the feeds, and you know, just keep doing a bunch of these operations, and you know, you can level up pretty quick using that as a method.
Nice.
You'll have to remember that you can't be doing Spartacus at the same time, because Spartacus consumes your stamina and you don't have it available to you while it's running. But you know, for doing some other things, you can certainly do it.
Mm-hmm. I have to make sure to turn everything off.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And then start, yeah. Because that happened to me a few times, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to forget about this and be a slacker.
Yeah. It does not work well with others.
And my biggest fear is to be that slacker with the yellow.
The one that gets booted?
The me.
I had one the other day, made me so mad. I had gone in, I swear, within 5 minutes of the time I started the job, I got about five jobs into it, and it ended up, I ended up running out of stamina. And they kicked me out.
Aww.
And I'm like, that is just cold. It wasn't even like I had a chance to catch up. I was going to level in another 3 minutes.
Well, I think people need to be a little more patient than the last ones because of those high energy. And
they really are.
Maybe 8 hours. Or if you get a mess, it's a two-way street.
Hey, mine weren't even that long. I'm talking like an hour. And I would come back to the game and be like, oh, oops, I'm so sorry. And then I feel bad. And then all of a sudden I'm mad because it's chill out.
Yeah. You know?
But at least when that does happen, at least you got the good ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And the loot, like at least for VIP players, isn't that overly helpful. So I'm not, if the loot had higher stats, I probably would have been addicted. But I was trying to max on the bird in the secret district.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And this is the first one ever I maxed on because of the arena.
Nice.
Because I use it as a leveling tool.
Yep. It's a nice feature now that they've got decent ratios in it, for sure. Bossy Dawn would be going nuts right now.
Oh, I know.
Oh. She
was.
But I'm really impressed with the operator because I never used to do operations because I had such issues with everything. Like you collect your gift, it loads for 2 minutes. You start a job, like you get, it's just too slow and it takes too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of kept me out of the operation circle. And the script just made it so easy to find them, easy to do them.
Yeah, that's our goal.
I was very impressed with it.
Yep, that's what we always
and
try
I think
to do.
I asked Ike, but he didn't answer me. Is this script using, is it web sprockets or whatever term?
Web sockets? No, it was Spartacus that was.
But it seems like the operator has that component in it.
I don't believe so. I'd have to go back and look at the code. But no, I think it's just using regular standard calls that we would use for any other parts of, you know, whether or not you're doing, you know, Assassinator or, you know, any of the other spots that are out there. But
WebSockets?
WebSockets.
Okay. Oh, you can name them WebSpocklets. Oh,
how cute.
But it just seemed, something seemed different with that script than anything I've seen before. But
You know, there's a lot of refreshing to try to keep pulling in new data, but no, it's not. As like I said, as I haven't actually looked at the backcode, but I'm pretty certain it's not using the same stuff that Spartacus is.
Okay.
And that was what was unique about Spartacus and why it was the only of all of our scripts that included terms of service or a license.
You guys
agreement.
Just confuse me. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about.
Talking about we're talking about Spacely Sprockets.
Oh, okay.
And the Jetsons.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yep. But now here's something new we got. We got it's called Heart of Hell Limit to Time Mission. Uh-huh. And you knew it was gonna happen.
Because it's Valentine's coming.
Well, it's not the Valentine's Day theme, but for the first time ever, they finally added some new types of tasks to the mission. And so now there's a lot of arena requirements. And people that hate the arena aren't too happy about that and say they're going to skip the mission.
Oh, I haven't gotten to any of that yet. I'm need to collect from my headquarters 2 times. So.
Uh-huh. And now there was a pretty bad bug, but I think they fixed it. And the only reason I found it is because I speed up my timers so I can do the blog posts.
Mm-hmm.
And I made, you had to ask for 8 power cards. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I got like more, I got more than 8. And so I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then when I moved on to part 4, all my power cards disappeared. Not just the ones I got from asking, but the, like, I had about 400 of them that I had been saving for a kamikaze or stamina crafting opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And they all disappeared.
Mm.
And then so I made a post on our fan page just to warn people. And then a lot of comments, it was happening to other people as well. But we reported it to the Mafia Wars team and they said that they found it and fixed the bug. So I don't think that will be a problem anymore. But if you don't trust it, you need to go and either go buy power-ups and get rid of your existing cards or just buy that task off.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried it on my mini and it worked. It didn't steal my power cards.
Or if it does, then open a ticket with support and go that route.
And that's what some people have done.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I'm not buying it off, I tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I had to laugh too, because after that happened, then like in the next part or the part after, it said, craft X number of power ups. And you're like, but you just took all my power cards.
They know where to get you.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. They know, especially Jen. Jen's their prime target.
Yeah. Well, and another thing about these missions that a lot of people forget is, and we don't know what, they never told us the secret formula. There's a whole bunch of combinations of factors that they must calculate. And the number of tasks you have is based on that. So when I post my walkthroughs, they're from my account. And I had to like rob 8 properties. And a lot of people said, hey, I had to do 15 or I had to do 30. And so I was reminding them of why. And we always thought that was maybe based on stamina pool or level or something. But it turns out, like on my account, I have to do a lot less tasks than most people.
Well, aren't you special?
I know. And I don't know what, like, you can't figure the system out. But I was wondering if maybe Zynga feels bad for me that I have to use reward points for these walkthroughs.
Now they're going
to
go into your account and jack it up.
Maybe they gave me the lower end of things.
You're a test. They're just testing you. Oh, Jen. They're going to shut your account down.
If they did, then I would have a lot more free time.
No, I know. They can't. They can't afford to do that. They've lost too many big players lately. Can't afford to lose you.
Oh, I'm sure they would get by this. Someone else would take over. They would just have to stop copying my blog posts.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to take over because your blog posts wouldn't be...
Yeah, they'd have to be, you know, and some people are creative and use their own concepts and presentation.
And then they see yours. I get so mad. Like, if I make a chart or I go through and count, like, this is the 10th event or whatever, and then I see it somewhere else posted the same way, and I'm like, do they even think about this stuff? And it makes me mad, but I try not to let it get to me. Like, I understand there's limited number of things to write about, but I just wish more sites would not look at my site and then go, oh, I better go blog about this. Like,
Stockholm syndrome.
Looking at the game themselves and figuring it out, not relying on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Good luck there. Yeah, we've all got a little bit of ranting to do, huh? Yeah. You want to rant, Brandon?
Oh, Brandon? Oh, no, that was Ike had a rant.
Tonight he does. Have a rant.
I don't have a rant, but I haven't played much, so.
So yeah, tell us what it's like to try to balance school, Spock home, and playing the game.
How do you have time to do anything?
Not this semester, not really. I'm sitting here listening to y'all, and I'm like, I'm missing all this. I haven't started the mission, the operations, none of it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm pretty far behind. So if you haven't started yet, I'm probably like just a step ahead of you.
Yeah, I don't even care anymore. Really?
I'm right there with you.
Did you like the song Ain't Nobody Got Time for That?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Come on, it makes you laugh every time. No matter how old it is, I'm sorry. It still makes me giggle.
I'd never heard it.
Really? See, and you're young, so.
Hells, there's a fire!
And I got bronchitis.
I got bronchitis.
I ain't got time for that. I love it. Oh, I'm a dork.
The dumbification of America.
Yeah.
Well, should I do Ike's rant?
Yeah, rant for Ike.
And we've ranted about this on the show.
It'd be fun if he did it in German and translated you, but whatever. Go ahead.
I was supposed to make a blog post about it, and I may, like, later on. But, and Pete's always complained about this. When the boss fights first came out, it said bosses, and there was little parentheses with the number, so you knew there was one active. And then they changed it to boss, and they took away the number, so we never know. Well, now that operations are back, it changed back to operations. But this is where you'll find your boss fight. And that's okay. But then if you're the kind of person that flips through your banner, when you get to the Mike Gouda banner on your homepage, there's a red button and it says join the fight. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. There's a fight going on. And you click on it and it says like fight again in 10 hours or 12 hours, whatever, whenever. So when your family defeats the boss, the homepage banner suggests the fight is still going on. And it's really annoying, and I think they need to have better notification systems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they tell us when a war is over, and we can do nothing about it. Like, I don't need to know that. Why don't you notify me something good is going on? And the same with the Raven. They took away the notification ability for that, so you don't know if the Raven's lurking or if he's present, and that's the rant.
That's a good one.
And it is funny. They remember the war declared little flag on top of your homepage when you mm-hmm. have someone declares a war.
Yeah.
Well, when they added the arena, that little flag covers up the hospital so people can't get
yes.
They fixed that. So mm-hmm. you'll now notice you have a tinier, more streamlined little flag.
Well, thank you.
And that's cool. But, and I can't figure this one out. They didn't bother to fix the war over one, which you get about the same number of times. So it's kind of funny. And the war over one still covers up the hospital.
Oh, God.
So I don't know why they didn't update that one, too. It kind of makes
the little things.
Yeah.
Drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could have like a day. Like Pete would go out there. And it would be like a day dedicated to Pete telling them what to do real quick. And I bet you get a lot of this little stuff fixed.
Please, fix it,
I found a little trick on that Year of the Mafia, which is also one more thing that's been added. It's a purchasing deal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it'll get fixed probably by the time the show airs.
No, it's been like that from the beginning.
I know, but now that I won't mention it, it'll probably get fixed. If you're a person that was using reward points to buy stamina refills for the arena, if you buy them, you actually get one tick for each refill you're buying.
Oh.
So that actually can get you through the year of the Mafia purchase mastery thing pretty quickly. Because each time you buy like 10 refills, you're filling out 10 clicks on the deal.
Yes.
As opposed
Chinese
to,
New Year.
As opposed to spending 45 reward points for each item that you're going to buy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It works out pretty well for a quick way to get to the item within that particular.
And they should do that when you buy the things in bulk. Like if you buy 50 health refills.
Yeah.
You should get a tick.
That's what I'm saying.
It only counts on the stamina refill because that's more than 5 reward
points. That's the only one, really? Well, that's the only one I ever go for anyway, but still.
Yep.
I know on the last marketplace promotion, because I was buying so many power-ups, I got a couple of those items.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, since that's about the only thing I would spend any reward points on if we're doing a lot of arenas to just be able to keep going and not have to stop, then, you know.
How much stamina do you have?
Me, currently?
General?
44,000.
Then why would you need a stamina refill?
I was, because I didn't want to stop at all.
Oh, okay.
Let me back up. I didn't want to stop for one, which most cases I'd level consistently enough that wasn't a problem. But I also didn't want to go, prior to this zero respect thing, I also didn't want to go into an arena with like 4,000, you know, stamina and then end up burning it all in the first 10 seconds and end up in sixth place. Where if I had the refills, then I could turn on. Actually, thank you, Zynga, for creating the feature where you can turn on auto health and auto stamina
usage. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Then I just turn that on. I don't even have to have an option in Spartacus, and I'll heal and I can burn stamina if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And then that keeps me going through the arena without the fear of losing, you know, ending up in a sixth place. Because I'm powerful enough, I should at least be in, you know, 1 through 3, as long as I don't run out of stamina or the something really flaky doesn't happen. So, so anyway, that's kind of the my strategy and why
I haven't buy tried
stamina
that
refill.
Yet.
But yeah,
what? Like I'm too afraid it will use too many of them.
Oh, it'll go through them pretty quick. I mean, anytime you get down to where you don't have any left, it's gonna fire one up.
Well, I remember when I was doing it manually, too, you get so, like, into it and flustered. And a couple of times I remember clicking on the stamina refill when there was, like, 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
And I was worried that was going to happen.
Well, I haven't seen that happen, you know, because they do add the timer that says don't use these, you know, boosts within the last 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, they did kind of think through that a little bit.
Uh-huh. That helps.
You know, but, you know, clearly it's a... It does make it a little bit better if you're trying to really gain respect when you don't have the zero respect timing thing going on.
Yeah, we didn't talk about those arena settings. And one thing I like is there's one to turn the power attack button on at all times.
Right.
That's really cool.
And I did all those manual arenas. So I would always like stress when the timer was going and then I'd have to hurry up and click on the power attack button. And now when I do them manually, I forget about that. And so I click on the power attack button anyways, and then it single attacks.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to it when you had a system.
Yep.
But I do like that they kind of, to me, I think they took like a note from the community and what these scripts do. Like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. And I like to
see about time.
Add those things to the game because that does make the arena easier.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I like to add settings period to something.
You what?
I like to add settings to something period. It doesn't seem like them.
I know. Everyone thought Spotcom did it when it first came out.
That's your first instinct. When it's cool.
Well, I think we've all been tricked a few times and now we're careful.
Not very trustworthy players, are we?
Depends on whether or not it says Spockified on top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even I know because one time Ike forgot to put that there. And so when I see something new, I always go and I turn off the Spotcom toolbar and then I check it to see if it's still there.
That's funny. Yep.
Sneaky spots.
Yep. Very, very sneaky. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, anything else to anybody?
I don't think so.
Brandon, do you have a shout out?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Dottie. She was trying to ice me for a milestone earlier.
Oh,
and kept healing on her. So, sorry.
You're bullying.
Says, I have none of that.
That's pretty funny. Pete, you have a shout out?
I do not have a shout out this evening.
Jen. My shout out is to Hayden. And he was in the Ass family, and he used to write for the Mafia Wars Maniac blog when Addie left. And he's gotten really busy with school. Like, Brand, all our good ones leave for school. But yep. He kind of came back into the game and is working on building his account.
Darn school.
Yeah.
Yeah, school. Always getting in the way of your game.
And same with Leonard Wong, too. He's...
Oh, yeah. Leonard.
Mm-hmm. They have the school bug.
Uh-huh. We all should. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Mig and Mike Nestor for finally getting his tattoo into the game. So congratulations on that. And as a reminder, before our next show airs, it's Valentine's. So I think all the men out there should step up their game a little bit. Just saying. Pete.
Crickets.
Yep. Pete, step it up.
Step it up.
Don't forget Valentine's.
shouldn't buy a new vacuum or nothing like that?
Nope, don't buy the wife a new vacuum. I'm just saying, people, quit playing the game long enough to think about your loved ones. The arena will wait.
I wonder if they'll have the in-game buy flowers. Like
they did. I know, I was wondering that earlier. In fact, I checked before the game, before the show, because I wondered and I was thinking, you know. Mm-hmm.
They might, they should. They were smart. I think people did buy them last year through the Pro Flowers or whoever it was.
It's a win-win.
It's a two, but I wanted those reward points.
Exactly. It's a win-win. Points,
yeah.
Oh, no, that was Mother's Day.
Was it Mother's
Day? Didn't they do it Valentine's, too? They've done it more than one occasion.
I don't know.
So whatever, people. Don't forget your loved ones.
Ooh, I forgot news.
What?
I think we're thinking about resurrecting War Machine to do a St. Patrick's Day mock again.
Yes. It is being talked about.
Yeah. See if we can get some support.
Are you dusting it off?
We're going to dust it off. It's been in the hopper for, you know, quite a while.
Before Mafia Wars was even a game.
Yeah, that's right.
And, well, before the family module, for
back
sure.
In 2010, I think is when
it's it been came a out. While since we've used the old baby.
So, yeah, I think we're going to redesign a little bit some of the back end stuff. We've been talking about that a little bit in the Spox. And I think we're going to see if we can resurrect it again to do another mock event. Because those were fun. And I think if we can get some attention from Zynga to help with promoting it and stuff like that, I think we can, you know, really help kind
and
of rebuild that community a little
there,
bit.
So.
Did they ever give us the loot to give to people on that last
they did.
One?
What they did was they did actually, and I checked with the people, and people were given reward points, and it was put into their account. So it's not like
that's nice.
Mail, but it went into their accounts. And so,
I think that's what made that event fun was that Zynga backed it. And so people.
Well, it was a totally different crew of people. And so, what it's the problem for us has been letting the new crew of people realize or helping them to try and realize that people liked that back then. And everybody likes free stuff.
Yeah.
So, especially if it's something they're going to pay for either way, like Jen. Jen's always my example
of what?
People spending
that
money in this
money
game.
Oh.
It was for a blog post.
I'm working on that.
I know you are. You're doing really good, too. I'm proud of you. So, anyway, happy Valentine's. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world.